What do you decorate your house with this time of year? By now, some of you may have your Christmas tree already up, and that is great. Any time of year is a good time for Christmas cheer. So deck your halls, that's wonderful. But for the rest of us that wait a little bit longer for the trees and ornaments, we're getting the most out of October. Many of you line your walkway and steps with carved pumpkins, painted pumpkins, scarecrows, corn stalks, and hay bales. One of my best friends had her fall wreaths and pumpkin spice candles out the first week of September. That very same week, one of my neighbors put out a huge spider web with three big spiders on it. That's what I love this time of year. My house gets decorated every October with my eight-legged furry friends and spider web. I've shared before about my love for spiders. I mean, they're pretty fascinating creatures in my opinion. Watching a spider build a big orb web is one of the coolest things ever. Let me be clear though, I do not want them on me or in my house. A couple weeks ago, an orb weaver spider made its home right outside my front door. A huge web hung across our walkway. We discovered it by walking right into it one night. Yes, there were a few screams, but once we got inside and pulled off the web, we were fine. I took my phone light and went back outside to inspect just a bit. The spider was fine. I know you were all concerned. The web was destroyed, but that little spider came back for several nights and rebuilt it in the exact same spot, meticulously connecting every single point until another masterpiece was created for a very specific purpose. It blows my mind how that little spider didn't have to even think about what kind of web to weave. It's created with the purpose, design, specs, and angles already determined. On top of that, the silk is provided, and there is always enough to complete the task. That spider is no accident. The web design is not by chance. The ability for that spider to create it night after night is nothing it had to even go to school for. It was created to be and do what it was created and designed to do. And the result is life-sustaining and beautiful. God's perfect design. You and I are no different. How much more does God care for you? How much more did God put into your design and purpose? You, unlike my little spider friend, were knit together, created in the image of God, and uniquely gifted to be who He has created you to be each and every day of your life. Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. You are God's handiwork, His design. God has given you all you need to be and fully live out your purpose each and every day. As you seek Him and trust Him with that purpose, He will guide you along the way and you'll be anxious for nothing. You'll even find rest in all the works you are doing because God designed you to do them and prepared them in advance for you to do. It's the abundant life, full of joy and peace, waking up each new day, living out your God-given purpose and design. Your life lived in Him is His masterpiece. That's the truth. Love who God has created you to be, your unique design. He wants to take who you are, where you are, and use every piece of your story and weave it all together for your good to create something beautiful. I'm Lori Klein.